We like to tell ourselves that there are exceptions to every rule. And of course, when we say that, very often we mean that the exception is us. As in, sure, I know that sign says road work ahead, local traffic only, but I'm really in a hurry today and the detour goes way out of the way, and so I'm sure they won't mind if I just kind of sneak my car through. Or sure, that sign by the express lane at the grocery store says 12 items or less, but all the other lines are so backed up, and so I'm sure it's no big deal if I sneak through with 15. We like to tell ourselves that there are exceptions to every rule, and sometimes we even tell ourselves that when it comes to the rules that we find in the Bible. For example, one time Jesus said, "All those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." Jesus is saying that when it comes to the status and the respect that we desire, the affirmation and the reputation that we're all after in life, we really have two options. Either we can make those things our own responsibility, we can make those our goal and our obsession in life. In other words, we can try and exalt ourselves, in which case Jesus says we will be humbled. Or we can forget about those things. We can take those things off our plate and instead be concerned primarily about others, make their interests our obsession. In other words, we can humble ourselves and then we will be exalted. And we know that this is a rule that doesn't have any exceptions at all, not only because Jesus uses the word all in this verse, but this is a rule that Jesus actually repeats on two separate occasions. He's crystal clear. You can either be humble or you can be humbled, and there are no exceptions. This is another one of these shocking sound bites from our Savior Jesus. We might hear these words and wonder to ourselves, can anyone actually live that way? Can anyone actually live a life where they're entirely concerned about other people's interests and entirely forgetful about their own? In fact, we might think it would be a little bit scary for someone to actually do this. And yet what's even scarier is what we are realizing about what happens when people don't. I don't know if you heard this, but recently Facebook announced that they are going to experiment with getting rid of their like button. You might be old enough to remember that Facebook didn't always have a like button. It wasn't added until 2009, and then all of those other options for reactions weren't added until 2016. Facebook is actually experimenting with getting rid of all of it, even though studies show that's the very thing that keeps us all glued to our screens and therefore enables Facebook to sell lots and lots of advertising and make lots and lots of money. They're thinking of getting rid of all of it. Why? Because they are realizing what it's doing to people's mental health. We live in a world where people are obsessed with the status, the respect, the affirmation and reputation they desire, and the tools to fuel that obsession are literally in the palm of our hands, and more we are realizing that it's destroying us. In other words, we don't even need Jesus' rule to realize that half of what he's saying here is true. If we try and exalt ourselves, inevitably we will end up humbled. But of course, we do need Jesus for the other half of this rule, that all those who humble themselves will be exalted. In fact, why in the world would we ever try and pursue a level of status or respect that we can acquire for ourselves when the status that Jesus gives us freely is so much better? In him and through him, we have the status of being children of God. We are sons and daughters of the King of the universe. We are heirs of eternal life. And so we can willingly and gladly take out of our hands the responsibility of reaching that status. We can willingly and gladly be humble, knowing confidently that God will exalt us. And thankfully, that's a rule without any exceptions. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, fill us with joy and confidence in the exalted status we have in you. Help us find in it everything we desire so that we in turn can be humble in our relationship with others. In your name we pray. Amen.
Hey everyone, Pastor Mike here from Time of Grace. Thank you so much for investing your limited time to grow in your faith with us. But could I ask you for one more favor? I'm sure you're itching to check out social media or go on to the next part of your day, but you could do a huge help for the kingdom of God if you would rate and review this podcast. Just taking a few seconds of your time will help other people to find Time of Grace, which matters so much to us because we want people to hear about grace, to hear about Jesus, to hear about eternal life. So thanks for taking a little more time. We pray that God blesses you with a great day, and we'll see you soon.